Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now I've got Ellie sitting next to me, and Ellie, it was I used one of your voucher books last year, I think it was. Absolutely fantastic. Ellie's from Live Local. Visit essex.com/livelocal. Now, there's a reason I'm giving you that web address, and you'll find out in just a few seconds. The voucher book was absolutely amazing. We went loads of places for almost half price a lot of the time.
I know. People went crackers. I have people ringing in January saying, when are they coming out?
Oh, really?
Absolutely. So I'm writing down all the names and addresses to inform them when we are launching. And we launched the Live Local. Love Local campaign for a third year this year to coincide with English Tourism Week.
Right, which is this week, isn't it?
It is, and it's a national campaign.
Yeah.
And it's aimed at raising the awareness of the value of tourism overall, to showcase the vibrancy of all the different counties, towns, attractions, and to kind of almost give them credit, because we sometimes forget how important these attractions are to local
people.
They
are very, very important. They employ a lot of local people, don't they?
Well, did you know that in Brentwood, for example, 2,866 people are employed in the district of Brentwood?
Really?
Directly in the tourism industry. Exactly.
Really? So that's the local people that would have actually had to go up to London or
exactly.
Chelmsford or, yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, it's incredible. Overall, in Essex, it employs 55,000 people.
Yeah.
And the value for Essex overall of tourism is a staggering nearly 3 billion. Can you imagine?
Really?
I know, yes. That's why we feel it's important to raise that awareness amongst all the residents, so that we encourage them to go and support the local tourism industry. Go and visit your attraction on your doorstep, because the grass is not always greener on the other side. We've got fantastic places.
But this is typical of English people, though. We all go to different countries and look at all their lovely... don't we? And we all look at their lovely areas and we look at this nice bridge and there's a tower block. Yeah. This is gorgeous. And then none of us go to London, look around London or around the local area.
Oh, Essex.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go into London. You just have to go. Essex, for example, yeah, has the longest coastline of any English county.
Well, does it really?
It does. Over 350 miles. And you can find out more about
really?
Essex coastline. We produced a fantastic rough guide to the Essex Discovery Coast.
Yeah.
And it tells you all the lovely, fantastic things and days out you can have. But not only that, we have an amazing countryside. We have over 70% rural landscape in Essex. It's not urban like most people think. 71.something% is rural.
Yeah.
Look at lovely villages. I mean,
we've got
Finching
some gorgeous
Field,
villages.
You know, the most photographed village in England, would you believe it? We've got fantastic places where you can cycle, you can walk, you can visit historic houses, gorgeous gardens.
Yeah, there is a lot of lovely places.
Yeah. I mean, you know, on your doorstep, Ingatestone Hall. How many people have been to Ingatestone Hall?
I've never been to Ingatestone Hall.
There is a special offer, because this is all about giving people in Essex the opportunity to explore what's on their doorstep, but for a little less. So we are offering lots of 2-for-1s and other special deals to the attractions in Essex. We've got also some fantastic food and drink offers, you know, 25% of your food bill.
Oh, really? That's
well,
good.
Yeah, absolutely. So do go on our website, visit essex.com/livelocal, and there you will find all the offers that you can enjoy this year and have a fantastic great day out for a little bit less.
And I said because you produced the booklet last year, and that was absolutely amazing. My wife was over the moon with that. We used about half a dozen of them in the end.
And we did it as a checkbook, kind of, you know, showing the value, kind of, you know, like
fantastic.
A checkbook.
Absolutely fantastic idea.
Unfortunately, I mean, we have to be very careful of how we spend taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
And we have seen an increase because, as I said, it's the third year we are running the campaign. We have seen a massive increase in the uptake of downloadable online vouchers.
Yeah.
Last year, just over 14,000 were downloaded.
Oh, really?
So we felt, you know, we have a duty of care to the Essex taxpayer, so we decided not to print it this year.
Yeah, yeah.
So people can choose which ones vouchers they want to take up and download the relevant ones.
Well, everybody lives most of their life online now anyway, so it makes a lot more sense.
I know, we all do.
The printing costs and makes a lot more sense to put it online.
I mean, if you consider, for example, the value this campaign additionally brings to the county, last year, in 2014, it generated an additional £1 million to the
Really?
Essex economy. Yes. So for every pound we spend, we had a return of investment of £25.
Oh, that's worth it.
So absolutely, yes. And it was amazing to see, because we did some research, which is always important, so that it gives you informative kind of information and data
yeah.
for the next year's campaign, how you can do it better and how to explore it you know, in a different way, because people's habits change as well, the way they do things. And we found that people are spending, although they have the vouchers, they're still spending money that is, you know, added to the whole campaign and benefits the county. But I think what is very important through the campaign is to not only raise awareness of Essex people, what is on their doorstep,
yeah.
but also encourage them to recommend to their friends and families. Because don't you feel great when you can say to your friends, look at the fantastic attraction we have here. Look at the great day out we can have in Thorndon Country Park, you know.
But it saves you going out. I mean, everybody's looking for days out, especially when the children are on holidays.
Everybody's
looking for days out to keep the children busy.
Absolutely.
And a lot of the time you drive out of the county to go somewhere else, and you know, Legoland and all the rest, and you don't have to, because we've got a lot of that sort of stuff in Essex itself. So I really do love this campaign. I love it to bits.
Well, and it's not just lasting this week for English Tourism Week. It's lasting to the end of the year. So you can download as many times as you want a voucher, and don't go only once. You can go twice, you know.
So that's really good.
And obviously, each voucher has a certain validity date, so you have to be careful. On each voucher, it tells you exactly from when till when it's valid. There are some terms and conditions you have to adhere to.
Yeah.
But it's a great opportunity, you know, to give a little bit back to the people of Essex.
It's great. And save some money.
And build civic pride.
It does.
Do you know
pride,
what? When I first came to England, I felt really frustrated, especially when I was saying to people how lovely this is in Essex and these are the attractions we have and look at the lovely countryside. And people were almost putting Essex down.
Well, they do.
And that is so frustrating.
I can imagine, but I don't know why. I mean, as sort of like English and British people, we're very sort of like, yeah, it's all right. I live around here, though.
Oh, it's nothing, yeah.
We want to travel somewhere. We want to travel somewhere and go and have a look at something. And we've got it all here.
It's here. I remember that one very typical example. I think people from outside, people from overseas, do much more appreciate what Essex has to offer.
I think they do as well. Yeah.
I had a journalist from Germany, and I took him around 3 days to see all the different aspects of the county.
Yeah.
And I said to him, just tell me, in kind of one or two sentences, what do you think Essex is all about? And he says, Essex, to me, is like little England. It has everything to offer that I associate with England, but on a smaller scale.
That's really nice to hear.
It is,
that
yes.
Is, that
because
is.
From coast to countryside to historic houses and gardens, the history is so rich. You know, we've got the tallest Tudor gatehouse in Britain to contrasting longest pleasure pier in Southend.
Yeah.
You know, there's really, I mean, look at Ingatestone Hall. It's how many generations lived in that
historic building.
First Lord Peter survived how many kings through turbulent times.
Huge amount of history. Well, I mean, we've got a castle in Colchester, for example, and nobody really knows. It's tucked away behind the shops.
But but it used to be the palace of Caesar and Claudius. And Caesar is obviously the title. He wasn't a king. He was a Caesar, Claudius. And it was the first Roman capital of the English kind of the capital of the English Empire,
yes,
whatever
right.
you want
it
to
was.
Call it,
yeah,
in
yeah.
England, you
yeah.
see. And there's so much history that, you know, I could go on and on, you know.
I had the pleasure of working there. We've got Templar Barns up near Braintree.
In Cressing.
Yeah, that's it.
How amazing
place. I just happened to work there as a mobile DJ doing somebody's wedding, and I was walking around. I'm going, hold up, what's the... The place was crawling with Knights Templar.
I know.
Now, the Knights Templar were, if you look back in history, supposedly the protectors of the Holy Grail.
I know.
And all of a sudden, they're all over Braintree.
They're in Essex.
I mean, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
We've got the oldest wooden church in the wall.
Oh, really?
World. Yes, here, just in Grinstead Church in Ongar, not very far from here.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes, it's the oldest wooden church in the world, yes.
Oh,
we've got a fantastic Saxon little church up in Bradwell-on-Sea. Have you ever been there?
I have been to Bradwell, yes.
Do you remember that chapel?
St.
Peter's on the Wall. I mean, that is an amazing, you know... survived how many centuries, you know, and you go inside and you wonder what have people experienced over the centuries
in
these walls.
Amazing.
There's so much, you know. Please do appreciate what you have on your doorstep. It is amazing.
Right. Completely right.
As an outsider, I can see the value. I've traveled the world, but I always come back here because this is where I feel it's home.
Let's give your web address again. www.visitessex.com/livelocal. So that's www.visitessex.com/livelocal. It will save you, if you're going to go on days out, it will save you loads and loads of money. Ellie.
If you take up every offer, you save over £500.
Oh, really? Is that much?
Yes.
Is there that much in there?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, I'm going to go and have a look at this in a second. My wife
loved the
ticket book last year. She loved
yes.
it. Well, thank you so much for coming in. You're welcome.
My pleasure.
Anytime you want to come in, you're welcome to come in and sit and tell us again.
I will come because there's so much to see. Also, if you go onto our website, you can order your latest brochure, the comprehensive guide to all the things you can do in the county. If you go to the website, order your brochure. There are other brochures as well. And do have a look. Essex has lots to offer.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.